Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to Monsters Radio. Wet, wet Wednesdays, where we play only the sexy music. It's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. Get in. So go ahead, kick back, relax a little bit. I'm hoping y'all can feel us tonight. Yeah. So we're going to play some music to help y'all shake your ass. Then we're going to play some more music to help you shake your ass. So go ahead, get you some Moscato, a lover, roll one, and put it in the bus. Monsters Radio, Wet Wet Wednesday. Ooh-wee.
Alright. We're gonna start it out with some new Mariah Carey. This is called The Distance. We know there's couples that listen. Glad y'all made The Distance. Her Ty Dolla Sign, Wet Wet Wednesday, Pump Day Music, Monsters Radio Live.
Can't nobody fuck with us. They'll never fade away. They'll make us fade away. Our love will fade away.
We had was over, but the hate only made us get closer,
close.
And closer, that we couldn't go the distance. Yeah, look at us, we're going the distance. They just wanna be us, they don't wanna see us going the distance.
Toxic. We be kissing in public. You like it, I love it. You with it, I'm with it. We going a deep.
So new Mariah Carey, her and Ty Dolla Sign. That right there goes out to all y'all that been together more than 5 years. You did, because we know your daddy don't like him. His mama don't like you. Y'all don't less friends over each other, but y'all still together. Y'all going the distance. So, all right, big salute out to y'all on a wet, wet Wednesday. So what's good, Miss Unbelievable? How you feeling on this sexy evening? It's kind of, is it bird or full outside?
No, it's cold as hell. No, I'm just kidding. It's beautiful. It's beautiful, and you know, she's just Christmas Unbelievable was just delicious tonight. That's all I'm going to say.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's what's up. That's
delicious.
All right, let's see. So let's see. So we got our monstrous weather report coming up. Let's see. And we definitely got our sexy conversation. Let's see. So I don't remember what sparked that. I don't know if it was something we said this week, last week, but always listen to Monsters Radio because there ain't no telling what somebody could say that can turn into a show. You dig? So tonight our show is How That Mouth Do. You dig? We're giving out oral tips on how to make your oral sex game better. I got some things for y'all that I think that will help y'all out. You dig? Because it can't be Wet Wednesday if we're not going back to our old school format where we give y'all sex tips. That's where we were the first ones to come out with the eat the mangoes and, you know what I mean, the peaches and make it smell good and how to get your stuff together and, you know what I mean, whether to go fast or slow. These type of things. This is what we do on a Wet Wednesday to help you get your sex therapy together. You dig? So tonight, how that mouth do. We're going to get that head game together for y'all. So, all right, we got sexy music. We got Miss Unbelievable, you dig? And then we got my ugly ass. And then that's what we're going to do. We're going to leave it like that.
Hey, there's nothing ugly about your ass, okay? I'm just going to put it out there. There's nothing ugly about his ass, y'all. He's being modest.
Okay, whatever. I don't know who asked you was looking at. Should we go splash tonight? I'm trying to think of what type of vibe.
We should always go splash. Remember I said splash, drippity drip, wet. Always how we gotta start it off. Splash.
Because
I wanna wring my panties out before the night's out. I'm just saying.
Well,
I mean, if they was on, but they not on. But I can go put them back on and see if I need to wring them out, you know.
That's how
you gonna make me happy. That's how I feel. Yeah.
Okay.
Or you want, you know what? I want it so splash where my fingers get to tingling.
Well, this right here, I think he's one of the hottest R&B dudes right now. I'm going to do a double play. I'm going to see if I can get this splash going. You dig? You're about to be in the Monster Mix. This is Jacquez, and it's called London Hump Day Music. Ooh-wee.
Ooh-wee. We live, y'all. Let's get it on.
It's 2 o'clock, I'm trying to find your spot.
Yeah.
Fresh pick from Linux and I'm in my drop.
Yeah.
I hit your dish cause you got that vibe.
You got a vibe.
I hit your dish cause you're on my mind, oh yeah.
Rich ass girl, we could take
it. What you want tonight? Let's pour these shots till we get wasted. No, you're in my area, you're flexing on your Snapchat. Say, why don't you pull up and let a real nigga see that? Girl, you're my machine. Body on the counter, legs in the wind. If I get in the shower, you gon' get in. We can't debate for hours, come out, I'm here.
We ain't gotta cuddle up.
No, no. I don't want you to give something I can give.
We ain't gotta call it love.
Ooh, yeah. So girl, you know exactly how we feel.
I ain't trying to do
no, 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 no. Cause I know how other niggas make you feel. Girl, I'm gonna be the one to keep it real. Girl, I'm gonna be the one to pay your bills. Can you get used to that?
Girl, you can't trust me.
I'm down to get you everything you need. Can you get used to that?
Take you on shots and
shots. You gotta do just more than cook and clean. Yeah, yeah. Emotions out the way. Cause I ain't trying to play you like a lame. You
say you outside. Right. I'm on the way.
What?
We pouring Hennessy shots. It's getting late.
Really?
You say you gotta be up for work at 8.
Wait, what?
You can spend the night, Miss Lady. Yeah, why don't you stay?
A chance, girl, we could take it.
You know what's up tonight. Been on these shots and now we wasted. Know that I won't let you drive. I care about your safety. So why don't you just stay with me? We both know we're safe. Girl, you're my machine. Body on the counter, legs in the wind. If I get in the shower, you gon' get in. We came to play for hours.
Girl, come out them heels. We gotta go.
I'll be damned if I got something I can give.
We ain't gotta call it love.
Ooh, yeah. But when we fucking, I be catching chills.
I ain't trying to do
No. Cause I know how the niggas make you feel. That I'm gonna be the one to keep it real. And be the one to pay your bill. Girl, can you get used to that? I'm down to get you everything you need. Can you get used to that?
Take you on shots.
What you gotta do, just more than cook and clean. Just keep your physical emotions out the way. Cause I ain't trying to play you like a lame. I'm down to get you everything you need. Can you get used to that?
Take you on shots.
What you gotta do, just more than cook and clean. You're more than that. Just keep your physical emotions out the way. Cause I ain't trying to play you like a lame.
Monstrous Radio, Wet Wet Wednesday, Hump Day music to get you in the mood. We open up the lines in just a little bit, but I got some more wife beaters for you. Got some Belleville DeVoe coming up next, SWV.
Ooh-wee.
Hey, yo, Taz. You know, I be seeing you backstage and all that. I didn't know you was this tall in your heels. But yeah, we finally got this right, you know? My crew, your crew, we're gonna make this do what it do. Maybe you'll slip.
You won't so secure.
when it's all said and done, remember one thing, you finally got it right.
Yeah, sexy music. Yeah. Did I almost catch you? I heard you almost. Over
yeah.
There.
Yeah, you almost called me. I man, not tonight.
Right. So, all right, so let's get into our Monsterish Radio weather report. And then we're going to open up the lines. We got somebody over here already that pressed one. We ain't even got to our sexy conversation yet, but we're going to see. If they want to give a comment on it or maybe pop off a sexy topic or something like that. But let's get to our weather first, and we'll check in with them in a moment. I see you, 651. Oh, shit, they from the Twin Cities. I hope they like us. So, what's the weather out there for tonight? Hello.
Okay. Well, you know, Minnesota, we snowing right now. A lot of crashes. So, yeah, drive safe. We at 15. Sorry, 15. London, yes, they are sitting at 56. That's a nice, nice weather for the night. Do some cuddling. Paris, 53. Atlanta, 36. New York, 41. But they said it feels like 29. So, ooh, what a swing. Dallas is 69. San Juan, 84. Phoenix is 77. Los Angeles is 67. And Kansas City is sitting at 34. So, yeah, interesting weather all around.
Okay. Nice little color night. I'm just saying. Spoon and make a fork. That didn't make no sense, but I it sounded good in my head, though. right, wet Wednesday. Not all slow, but definitely sexy. Let me go over here. Open up the line. Oh, damn.
Let me give you some water.
651-313. Who we got on the line? Hello.
I'm gonna need you to just say no, okay?
Oh, what's good? Miss So Serious. Is that who this is?
Oh, yeah. Get my name right.
So
you already know who that is.
So Hey, it's unbelievable.
Oh, shit.
How you doing?
Here we
so
go.
Serious.
What's going on, people?
What's going on?
Love is going on. Love and faith.
No.
And
boo,
joy.
Boo.
No. No.
Boo,
okay.
No,
that's
no.
going on with me.
You're
don't
not
make
Christmas.
I'll pass it. That's
don't
what's going on with me. Okay. That's what's going on. Well, you said what's going on, people. I mean, you just going to shoot my little story down.
Right.
You know, that's okay. Just shoot my little love story down, okay?
Love is not in the air around these parts of town, ever.
All right. Well, do you know what our topic is tonight?
No. What's the topic?
Okay. Okay, well, we gonna put it out there. We're going to let it marinate. We're going to play a couple tracks, and we're going to come back, and then we're going to talk about it. But what we're talking about tonight, it is tonight is sex therapy. So we're talking about what that mouth do. It is we talking about head game, sex tips, how to do it right. That's what we're talking about tonight, sex therapy, what that mouth do. So that's what we're on
think we
tonight. Are you going to be able to?
Me.
Uh-oh. Okay. Sound like we got a professor. It's going to go down tonight.
Mm-mm.
You going to help us out with this?
I mean, I used to be called the vice president, so I hope you ready to go take them to school. I hope you ready to take them to school because the vice principal don't put her little principal hat on. Yes, she did. So I hope y'all ready because we about to get it in.
Okay,
Wednesday, the head thing, y'all.
Okay.
I think this might be a little bit too much for me.
It might be.
Don't be scared.
I ain't scared of a problem. Everybody's going to be praying about how this conversation goes.
The whole show going to go viral. I'm just saying, the whole show going to go viral.
I'm just trying to tell y'all.
All right, so let me check in with another person right quick, see if they're going to join in on what we're going to talk about. Maybe they got something else sexy they might want us to talk about. Let me check over with this other person, 773-663, who we got on the line on a wet, wet Wednesday. Hello.
Can I get a drink, baby? My name is
Uh-oh.
What
yeah, that's what's up. My dog, okay. Now I ain't got worried about you there. It's evened up. So what's good, bro?
Oh, man, just chilling, man. Motherfucking ragu sauce dripping all over my body, man. My swag is immaculate, motherfucker, through the roof 10 times. Crazy. Can you
he
dig it?
Yes, he is. That's what's good.
Having that on the moon. Hey.
That's a spaghetti sauce. How it tastes. I said, how it tastes, there, young man. I said, how it tastes.
Man, it tastes so good, baby. It tastes like a great, baby.
Are you eating it or slurping it? What you doing? Which one are you doing?
Ooh, I'm over here eating on some fresh motherfucking shrimp I just boiled, baby. Some big shrimp bigger than my hand.
Oh, what you
well,
are we talking about?
It must
I'm
be
just
very
saying,
small
what
you want?
I'm just saying, what you want?
Because
we talking about what that mouth
over here. This mouth right here do a lot. You know what I'm saying? This mouth over here is immaculate. You know what I'm saying? Immaculate conception.
Unbelievable. I
when
think
I get up in between them
mouth.
Goddamn legs, goddamn it, she going to a motherfucking cardiac arrest.
I'm not cutting the rest. Are we going to be having to call 911 up in this?
911, please, somebody call 911.
Well, all right. Well, let's go ahead and take our breather so we can get into the conversation. So, all right, check it out. Seeing that Miss Unbelievable makes it sound like there's snow everywhere. Check it out. This is from Shantae Moore. This is called Cover Me in Snow, and after that, I got Mike Nicole, and then we'll come back. We'll open up the lines and see if who else is going to join us, but I think it's going to go down tonight. I'm just saying. Shantae Moore,
somebody's
Cover
going
Me
down.
In Snow. Wet, wet Wednesday.
I'm already on my knees.
Hit us up, 424-243-9649. Come join this sexy conversation. Yeah. Let's press one.
Getting a gift and share that you got a reason. You can surprise me, baby, no peeking. Go on and hide a little while I'm sleeping. Wanna get up, I wanna see all that you got. You told me that you won't put me on the rug. So make me cold. Please me up from my head to my toes. Cover me in snow. I want that from you. Cover me in snow. Baby, this
What that hair do? That's what we're about to talk about right after this right here. This is Mike D. Cole. It's called Nothing But a Towel. We also did an interview with him way back in the day. You can go check out the interviews, all of them. They're all archived, ready 24/7, 365 at monsterusradio.com. Mike D. Cole called Nothing But a Towel. This is where the underground artist lives. Sometimes you can't tell who's independent and who's major. You dig? So, all right, we about to go back over here, open up the line with the people we started out with for the night. We got Miss Unbelievable. We got Miss So Serious and Bar None the M.O.D. So, all right, I'm going to go ahead and drop our topic down, and then we'll go ahead and run through it. I don't know if we got stuff on the internet while these... While everybody else comments, I'll go look and see if we have comments on the internet. So if you're online and you want us to see your comments, you better drop them now. You know, so what we're talking about tonight is how that mouth do. How about that head mouth damage? Do. Yeah, it's
it works
around here. Huh? So, yeah, that's ain't much else to explain about it. You dig? How do we do? Some people be talking about it hurt. Some people say they don't like it. Some people say they don't do it. So we're giving y'all some therapy tonight to help y'all get y'all head game together if you into these type of things. So, all right, who would like to start out tonight? about head game? I mean, is it really important? Is it really?
Yes, it
is. Okay, I heard the lady pop out there. We'll let the lady go first. What'd you say there? Was it Miss Osiris?
I said sometimes you fill out the list, sometimes you don't.
You said sometimes you do and sometimes you don't.
Sometimes you feel like a nut and sometimes you don't.
It is. It is important, though. It is important. It's important.
Okay.
It's important because it's one of those things where it's about the person. Like, it's something that you like, and then so if you like it, it brings pleasure to that person that you're giving it to. Like, you don't hold back. You don't think about, ooh, I don't like this, or ooh, I ain't into this, or ooh, is he liking this? No, you giving it all you got every time you go, because the sensation and the exuberation on the man's face, you like, hell yeah, that's my baby, I did that. He ain't going no damn where. You know, I make him think about it every time he look down, open his mouth, think about it, and then it'll be just like a mutual thing. So it's like, your head game got to be good. Like, you don't want Sally J or Mary Jane to come in there and take your head game place. Hell to the no. So get your jaws together. And take your tonsils out if you need to. Put it to the throat, and let's go. I'm just saying.
You a freak. Unbelievable, the freak.
I think I think it's kind of like almost like a massage. It is. It's almost like a sexual massage. Massage my
sexual. Now
we're
talking.
Like
now
we're talking.
Rub,
right?
Now we're talking.
Right? You like sexual your back
healing.
Rub, you know? Hit my shoulders, all that type of shit. Hey, go ahead, hit my tank. You think? I'm just saying.
Right.
I think it's kind of like a massage. You know?
Mm-hmm.
You know? I'll be honest, my mouth ain't that big. Stop playing.
If you could put your fist in there, you could put anything up in there. Stop playing. Okay.
I can't even eat suckers because it's hard for me to suck on a sucker. It's hard for me to swallow kill, so you know it's all bad.
Girl, you probably done invented how to, you know, work the sucker. Okay, you probably like, let me twist it this way, let me turn it that way, let me pull it out, let me suck them a little bit, let me lick it, you know, the top, let me just, yeah. Come on, girl, please stop that. We learn with the sucker.
Man,
you know, that's how we learned when we was little.
I practice on anything that could probably fit. Yeah. Fit that category. I definitely do.
Okay. Now, is that usually what women would use? It is to practice on. You know what I mean?
We use a little bit of anything.
So
is that the jump in?
I enjoy my toys.
Mm-hmm. You enjoy your toys.
Okay. That's, you know what? Mm.
That's all the sex I'm
not
getting these days.
That. Nah, I don't like, no, I don't,
but is that how you learn, though?
No, you learn with,
how
like,
how
no, you
learn. That's what I want to know. I want to know how do women first learn.
I mean, I'm learning. I mean, I'm not a professional, but I'm learning. I'm teaching myself.
I'm telling you how. Sucking a popsicle.
And that's supposed to be
maybe.
Teacher.
Sucking a popsicle.
Okay, so yeah.
Because let me back up. We learn anything that has a sucking motion. So whether it be on a straw, whether it be a popsicle, whether it be a sucker, whether it be anything that has to do with a sucking motion, you know how you open your mouth real wide, or you know, real, you know, how to, you know, a banana. anything that is an insert to your mouth. That's how you learn.
What the hell?
Now, the hand motion, you learn by practice. Because you know, with our hand motions, that you learn by yourself. Like, you be like, okay, with trial and error with, you know, your whoever that you trial and error with. Because, so.
I don't think my head game would be all that good, because I like to be in control, you know. I like to be in control with everything I do.
Ain't you in control with the head game?
Right.
No, I won't be in control because y'all like to touch, and don't touch my motherfucking head. Trying to guide my head. What's wrong with you?
Oh, girl,
okay.
That's the best part.
Let me do this myself.
Look,
honey, you missing the submission part.
Hold on now, ladies. 101. Seeing that we're talking about therapy and how to get it done. We got quite a few people there that press one. We're gonna get to y'all. Just stick with us. If he's moving your head, let him skull fuck you. He's trying to teach you a little something on how to do it. You know, he's trying to show you a little bit on how to do it. That's what he's doing. He's adjusting you. You got to roll with it and then learn how to do it by yourself. And he won't grab your head and show you what to do.
That's what I'm saying. I'm good at doing it by myself.
But sometimes in a sense, when that man is guiding your head, that's a way of submission. Like, okay, I'm not controlling you, but let me show you how I need you to just turn it this way or turn it this way. It's a submission part, too, to say, hey, okay, you're submitting to the dick and how it's supposed to be done, but I'm going to move your head this way because this is how I like it. And if you don't do it how he likes it, then he's never going to want you to do it again. It's going to be like,
right,
she's not following directions for me. She must be thinking of another nigga. So if you're smart, ladies, follow his lead. If he's pushing your head down a little bit more, girl, go a little bit further down. If he's putting it in your mouth, laying on your back, open your mouth and say, ah, bitch, be the dentist. Stop playing.
I can't with you. I cannot with you, woman.
Right. Well, hold on.
I'm just saying.
Hold on, y'all. Let's check in with another person. I'm going to go down the line in the order that you guys came in. So let me check in with another person right quick. Looks like they're from the Twin Cities as well. Where did it go? There we go. 612-310. Who we got on the line? Hello.
Boy, nigga, knees started knocking. Y'all talking a whole bunch of that.
Is this juice?
Wow.
Juice.
I'm a virgin.
Yo.
Girl, stop it.
Wait. I came to the cold end, and the first thing I heard was a popsicle. And I'm like, what? What y'all talking about? A popsicle? Then I had to listen further into the conversation. And the whole time I'm listening, I'm like, say that then.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah,
I told
right.
y'all I'm the vice president. Welcome to the university tonight. I'm just saying.
So tonight is about therapy, about people gaining knowledge about how to do this, because, you know, if you can do this right, I'm telling y'all, it can prevent breakups. I'm going to keep it 100. Let you have a girl that, or a guy that just gets crazy head. You'll double think about that shit. You'll be like, look, maybe we can work this out. Get in? I'm just saying.
Yep.
Hello.
What about y'all head game, though? How y'all head game?
We going to get to
well,
that in just
girl.
A moment.
Right.
Go ahead, Duke. You got time to
stop me. No.
No, go ahead, Duke.
Well, let me tell you something, girl. I don't do too much bragging on my head game. Because, you know, a lot of times when you get to talking about your head, what you can do, they be like, that nigga don't know what he's doing. Just bring your ass around. I'm going to show you what I'm going to show your ass. That's the fuck I'm
hey, don't
fuck
threaten me with a good
about.
Tackle. You know what? It's been a long time. You might want to back up just a little bit, sir.
At the most high, then. Shut your mouth, girl. Hush the hush.
Okay. Be hush, love them. Your mouth where your mouth should be.
I have nothing more to say about that.
Question around the table though. Can I ask a question though? Okay, so do you guys men like the spit on the D or do you guys like the lube on the D?
Shit, move on that motherfucker.
Ah, see, we talking about what that game, that mouth game is. Y'all like the spit or the lube?
You can't slob on my knob like corn on a cob.
You
got
to take it off the speakerphone.
No and make me buzz, I won't fuck with you. Yes, it is.
Speak.
You got to take it off the speakerphone, though. We can barely hear you.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Can you hear me now?
There we go. Now we got you.
Repeat that, please. Repeat that, please.
I said, if you can't slap on my knob like corn on a cob, check in with me and do your job without no hands and make me buzz within 5 minutes, you would never be my wife. You would just be a toy that I play with for life.
That's a long time. I'm trying to make you buzz.
5 minutes ain't a long time. When I put my mouth game on you, I'm going to enjoy myself. I might motherfucker crawl up the bed, down the bed, up the stairs, down the wall, all that shit.
You about to bring a raincoat.
Hey,
I'm
bringing
several
raincoats
fucking with me.
Oh, she
going to
be good
gonna
shit.
Be wet.
It's
she
always
said,
wet.
That,
they, don't you know they call me Bobby Boucher, baby? I'm the water boy.
To the half an hour, Jesus. He said to the half
you
to the
got a lot of mouth.
Hour.
I like that in you. You sound confident. Not.
Man, I know what I do, motherfuckers. I make motherfuckers
right.
call me back all the
right.
time. Then I never have.
Well, I bet. That's because they took your
move
soul.
Over here.
They done took your life.
I
you need somebody to take your soul. Fuck
you. You better snatch somebody's soul. You better snatch it, because if you don't snatch the soul, somebody else will. Okay, you.
That's
your goal is to snatch the soul.
I'll let you ladies give maybe some tips. I guess I'll start it up just to give, you know, the idea of what I mean about what some tips that you can give to somebody who, you know, may need some help with their head game, their sex therapy. I'm going to put it out here like this. Fellas, not fellas, if you're not doing your ABV, uppercase and lower, and throwing your numbers at the end, you're not doing it right, bruh. I'm just saying all that other shit, that's cool, but I'm telling you, bruh, do your ABCs and lower, throw in them numbers, it's going to be a hell of a night. Yeah, all you gotta do is lay back and reap the benefits. Yeah, I'm just saying. So these are the type of tips I'm talking about. So, fellas, Juice G of Bar None, do y'all have a tip y'all can give to the ladies that will help them level up?
Well,
that's funny.
If you will, brother, if you will, let me go and start it
go
off.
Go ahead.
Okay. So first and foremost, you got to be just in tune with it, just like he is, okay? If you don't like it, you're not going to want to do it right. You have to have some kind of enjoyment from it. You have to survey. Okay? What you do when you do it, and you have to enjoy it, because it wouldn't be nothing like if we get down there and do what we do to y'all and we don't enjoy it. we ain't going to give it 100%. And then y'all going to be mad. And then just like you said, somebody else is going to steal the show.
Mm-hmm.
Why not give the same treatment to the fellas so that man can come back home instead of being out past 2:30 in the morning? Because you know what he got at home. You know?
Right.
Need I say
right.
More?
No, bro. So, hey, on that note, before Barnum go, I just want to say, ladies, come on now. Let's all get together. Stop letting these ugly-ass Quasimodo-looking-ass girls with good head games steal your man. Come on now. Take a class.
Because they coming with vengeance.
Right. Like she cooking a turkey in her mouth, rolling it.
What's the
hell? Got for on the MOD?
Where's the status go?
Man, you know, I could give him the game, but then on this, like he said, if you're not into this thing, if you're not a head demon, if you're not a demon and enjoy this shit, you're not going to do it right, man. I have motherfuckers doing this all the time. As soon as I see you on that goofy ass shit, get the fuck up off me. I'm just finna nail your ass and I'm gone. I don't got time for that goofy shit. If you ain't getting into this shit like I do, I don't want to fuck with you. You would never be nothing to me but a motherfucker fucking freak. That's it. I get that.
Right,
right. Goddamn it. Wherever I go, motherfucker, I don't care about none. That nigga, the imp, got spoke, got deep. That master of dick, bitch. That's what it is for the hoes.
Well, I don't know.
Minister,
don't know you from, Mr. Barnum.
Hey, yeah, you got to know me, but she can ask about me. You did.
I don't need to ask nobody about nobody.
Hello.
But yeah, but hey, from the fellas, and I'll wrap it up. But yeah, that's the number one thing. You know what I mean? You've got to be into it. You got to have a little bit of freak in you. I'm just saying, at least a little bit. The more freak, the better. But you got to have a little bit of freak in you. You did. You talk to it.
Is there such thing
as
too much of a freak? No.
Yeah, it depends on who you're with. If your freaks don't match up, yeah, it may be a problem. But I guarantee you this.
True.
You'll go down into another relationship. I bet your ass double back. Become on some shit. Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody doing what you did. I'm just saying.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
No. Hold on. Ain't no maybe. It's going to be a definite problem. I'm trying to tell you. I warn you.
But I think, you know, when you conversate, you are, you know, your freak comes out. Like, so you would know if that freak matches your freak. Like, it, yeah.
Because everything I think about is freaky, so that's why I asked that question.
Right. Okay.
Well,
okay.
I mean,
unbelievable. And y'all know my mouth, so, you know, y'all want something.
Why you?
Nah,
I don't know what your mouth do, boo.
I was talking about my conversation.
Okay, well, we talking about what your mouth do. No, ma'am. Don't put those two sentences together.
Freaky, since I don't get freaky with nobody.
Huh? Sit down.
You bust it up over there.
Because that didn't sound right. I had to correct that. That didn't sound right, but I'm going to just put it out there.
Let's get back on topic. All right, All right, so, hey, okay. So, ladies, now, give the fellas some tips. You know what I mean? I mean, what should the fellas be doing? I mean, come on now. I got my pad and paper.
You got to lick it before you stick it.
Got to lick on that cat and get it nice and
boom.
Wet.
Sha-la-la-la-boom. Sha-la-la-la-boom.
I got beef with you. I don't even know you. And I got beef with you. I'm sure you got a smart mouth.
That was beautiful. That was beautiful.
Right, right. Okay, so does that sum it up?
I'm just going to eat myself out of shit.
No, I don't eat nothing ahead in the near,
Speak. What you
That's something to practice with. I'm just saying. Eating sunflower seeds, boy. When I was young, I used to love watching the girl eat sunflower seeds. Go ahead.
You know what?
Go ahead. Do that.
Monster, no.
Yeah, because you crack it and you crack it and you suck it in, you spit it out all at the same time, especially when you got a whole bunch in your mouth and you be like, where is she storing that? Come on now.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why your name is Miss Unbelievable. Miss Gondra.
I'm telling you, this is unbelievable, isn't it? That was right there, boy. Ooh.
Summed it up, didn't you?
That man
said it all.
Mm-hmm.
You are something else, girl. You are something else.
No, she's unbelievable.
But my tip is, ladies, wash. Like, for real, wash. And then wash him. You know, if you wanted to smell good, wash him. You know, wash him up. You know, do the foreplay that'll get you guys both, you know, ready to go. So if you, you know, wanted to arouse him, you know, start kissing from the neck all the way down to, you know, tease it, you know, get ready to please it. You know, let him know that, yeah, you about to You must to take over his body for a second, and then you'll give it back once you snatch the soul. I'm just saying.
Amen, sister. You got to preach, girl.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. You hear it from a man right now. Ain't nothing wrong with you taking control. I damn near dropped my phone.
But you take control, but then you submit at the same time, though. So, like, you take control, but then if he wants to pull your hair or if he wants you, you know, to do whatever, throw it, slap it on your face, so let him. You know, you just submit and just be there.
Enjoy each other.
On that
note, the main objective is to enjoy each other. That's what it is, man.
That's right.
Ain't no holds barred. Ain't no holds barred when it comes to you and this person. Enjoy each other. Because if you don't, somebody else don't enjoy them.
No.
Just saying.
All right, check it out. On that note, I'm going to take a breather, and we're going to come back, and we're going to wrap it up. Who was it that said about the freak got to match the other freak? Check it out. This right here is called Team Nasty. That's what y'all got to be. Classic music, Wet, Wet Wednesday. Panty droppers.
Yeah, baby.
Putting on hell of a show in a Scorpio world. She was trying to find me. She danced with me, and we took a trip back to the 90s. And she started to play 12 play. And I took her on my rodeo. Listening to Bumpy Grind. My body all over your body. I wanna know what turns you on. Now I got a handful of her hair, and I'm kissing on her as the whole room disappears. And we perform just like a Hollywood movie premiere. Action coming running, made it mine like she stole it. And I'ma do it every time. It's Team Nasty. Team Nasty.
Yeah, so that's Team Nasty by Classic Music. You spell classic with a C. You dig? So, all right, Wet Wet Wednesday, when we dropped them new panty droppers. So, all right, we were on the topic of what that mouth do, our head game therapy. Hopefully some of y'all learned some things. Some of the things I think you could take from tonight is basically you're going to have to like it. You dig? You can't be no head pro. You dig? And not like it, point blank. That's what it's going to take. It's going to have to be a little bit of freaking you to make you some type of expert. Let's see. Anything else y'all can think of that they could have took from tonight?
They got to relax and have fun and enjoy and be able to submit. Got to relax. Your whole body got to relax. You got to be adventurous.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to have fun.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right. Is it just me or is the whole show like chopping out? Oh, okay. All right. All right. Well, let's just go ahead and get up out of here. Anybody got any quick last words? Maybe Juice, tell people where to find you at.
You can find me everywhere you monsters on. MonstersRadio.com. Anything that accepts you monsters. And if not, catch me on iTunes, catch Spotify, Google Play, catch me on Facebook, Juice Gilla, that's UICEGILLA. You catch me on Snapchat, same thing, and Instagram, same thing. So I'm out here. Just holler at your boy. And, I should send you a snippet of what to expect. I should send you a snippet of what to expect from this project. I'm done. Well, actually, I'm done with it, but one song, I'm teeter-totting back and forth if I'm going to go ahead and put it on there or not, because we still need some work. But I should tease you, send you a snippet of what I got. I'm debating. So if you see something pop up in your email, just know it came from the kid. You feel me?
Okay. As y'all see, he trying to tease me, trying to build up the excitement. So as soon as it comes through, I'm going to run and listen to it. You already know. But I tune in tomorrow. It's Karma Cafe, where we get our woosa on, where we try to help y'all keep from getting 30 days. Don't beat up your coworkers. Don't beat up your boyfriends. Don't kick your neighbor's dog. You dig? Call in tomorrow, Karma Cafe, put their ass on blast. I'm not for sure what we're going to talk about, but you can start a subject. Hey, we're therapists. Come in, kick back, get on the couch, pick your feet up, leave your shoes on, because we know your feet smell like Fritos and shit, and we don't do that around here. We'll throw your ass up out of here, get it, leave them boots on, and we'll help you. You got problems, we'll hood solve them. Don't forget, you can always find more about the show at monsterusradio.com. And shit, that's the end of it, y'all. We up out of here. I hope I wasn't choppy, sounding like Charlie Brown's teacher. Womp, 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 womp. We out, y'all.
I can't be clean.